This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yaimi. We are back to live shir. Kalim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zion, and Mishnah Ches, Chaz through Chach. This Perek is a little bit of a longer one. Not going to finish as quick as we finished some of the other Perekim. Okay, so Chaz through Chach. So we are going to Chaz now, the three that I did virtually yesterday. I did not give live share. Okay, I was a little bit running around. Dal Hei and Vav. Okay. Dal Hei and Vav, yeah. Dalad. Okay. I'm just reviewing. Ches Dalad. 8-4. Okay, if you have a pot inside an oven and a sheret inside the oven, the pot is tahar because a kli cheres is not metame kalim, because a kli can only kabel tumah from an av. If there was liquid inside, then that liquid becomes tame from the sheretz, because the sheretz is metame the taner. The taner is now a rishon, and the taner in turn is metame the mashke into a sheni. That mashke now is going to metame the pot. Why? Because a mashke automatically is metame kalim, even though it's a sheni. It's a bechiddush. Because we say to this, Metamecha loy timuni vata timasani, what was metame you is not metame me. And you, says the pot to the liquid, I'm having a conversation here, the pot says to the liquid, what was metame you, which is the tanor, was not able to be metame me, and you, who only became tame from that, yeah, metame me, pella, that's all, it's a darabon. You're not going to find a logic to understand this. It's a darabon. Hey, next, a chicken that swallowed a sheretz and falls into the airspace of a taner is tahar. Why? Because this is what we call tumah balua. The mace, if the chicken would die, tumah balua does not apply if the host is dead. That's assuming that it died before the sheretz pass through the shear of digestion of 24-hour shear equal. By the Mishnah, sheretz in a tanur, the bread is a shnia, because the tanur is a tchila. So the sheretz, the tanur becomes a tchila, a rishon, and in turn, the bread becomes a shnia. This is what we said many times, that we don't say it works like Tumas Mace in Ohel, where directly the mace is metame anything in the ohel. Does not work that way. Mishnah Vav. The concept of tzomid psil, when you have a seal on a kli cheres, that protects the tahar items inside the kli. It only works to protect tahar items. It does not act as a barrier to prevent the tumah from spreading. Okay. So you have the basar, a sourdough container surrounded with a tzomid psil and put into the taner. And it has sar on one side, sheretz on another side, and a keretz, a mechitza between them. So why don't we just call it mechitza? Why are we calling it a keretz? It's a good question. Keretz, they said, just means mechitza. I don't know. Fine. So now, it's two separate kalim, like we spoke about many times. So, the taner is tummy. Because again, the summit psil does not prevent the tumah of the sheretz from going out. The sar is tar, but it does, the summit psil protects the sar from receiving the tumah. Fine. Vaitur. Also, we said this only works by kli cheres, not by other kalim. It works by kli cheres, also by kli avonim, which are not mekabel tumah. If there was a kezayis of mace in one of the containers, and the other tzad had sa'ar, okay, the taner is tameh, and the bias is tameh. The mace goes out, it's metame the taner, and in turn is metame the bias. Not in turn, actually, just. And the star is tar. What's the chiddush of this? I think the chiddush really is the last thing. But if there's a b'sayach tefach, okay, so this is going to come up again today, so let's get this halacha straight. If there is an area of a tefach by tefach window in the keretz, okay, and mace is in there, hakol tamei, the mace spreads. Not just the tanur, not just the bais, even the sar spreads. Why? When you have a pesach of a tefach by tefach between two rooms, two houses that are connected to one to another, that spreads the tumah of the mace. And of course, we're talking about a case where the sheretz is, there's an ohel there. There's just a cubic tefach. Fine. But this does not work by a sheretz. A sheretz does not spread through this pesach tefach. Tumah sheretz does not work like mace, does not spread. It's only metame the kli that is within. And you're in a separate kli, it does not spread into the other container, even though there is a tefach there. Fine. Mishnah Zayin. Hasheretz shenimso ba'ayin shel tanur. A sheretz is found in the eye of the oven. What is the eye?
Venthole.
A venthole, thank you. A venthole. Of Ayin Shel Kira, V'kira, so Kira is the one with the two things on top, you put pots on top, Kupach, which could be used, seems to be versatile, you could put pots on top like a Kira, or you could stick bread to the sides like a Tanner. So it's in the ventil of a Kira, the ventil of a Kupach, the ventil of a Tanner. Okay. From, so the sheretz is mamish in that hole, it's stuck in the hole. Wow. Some say it's used to ventil. Okay. So what's the halacha? So says the Mishnah, minasav apnim is from the inner rim, the lachutz, and outside is tar. Why? They say over here, because when they used to bake, they would close up that hole from the inside. I don't know how they got their hands in there exactly. Some sort of stick they used to pull, I don't know, a rope, a chleisnish. They close it from the inside. The heat shouldn't go out when they bake the bread. So M. Cain, at that point, the ayin, that ventil, would be outside of the tanner. And, so it's not just a part of the kli. Otherwise, it sounds like it would be. That's what it sounds like. Fine. If this oven was an open area, not in a house, it's in the backyard. Even though you'd have a kezayis mace in that hole. Okay. So if this tanner is in the outdoors, okay, so then it's tar, even if there'd be kezayis min hameis. Now, even though we know kezayis min hameis, that's put into a ohel, a tent, not really a tent, a closed area, is metame even another ohel that's open to it? Here not. Why? Because for tumas meis to spread, there has to be an ohel of a cubic tefach. Then it could, this is something which is very new for us. If that tumas mace, if that mace, the kezayis min hameis, is in a cubic tefach, it spreads in that within that ohel and to other ohelim that are adjacent to it. But if it's not a cubic tefach, that is not in an ohel. That's what we call tumah ritzutza, which just goes up and down, it does not spread. Since there's not a cubic tefach in the wall of the tanner, it does not spread. But if this tanner would be in a house, and you have a house that's an ohel over the tumah, then the tumah would spread. Really? That's a chiddush to me. Okay, I mean, I'm not that familiar with halachas, but where the kezayis is in that little shtickel, in that little vent hole, there's not a tefach by tefach. So it's saying like this. Interesting. If it's a cubic tefach, tefach tefach barum tefach, which is a thick, pretty thick wall, and there's a tefach of tefach space to transmit the tumah, then I call tummy. So everything's tummy. Why? Because once you have that cubic tefach, you created an ohel in that little pocket, and that whole pocket now becomes tamei, and then it spreads into the taner. This only applies to mace, not to sheretz. It's got to be mace. By sheretz, it doesn't work that way. Sheretz even be a set tefach wouldn't spread. Because sheretz is only tamei the kli that it's in, not in any adjacent kalim. Okay. Mishnah Ches. Weiter. Let's talk about this. Now, Nimtza, Mokoyim Hanochas Eitzim, at the bottom of the Kira, we have an opening. It's called the Makom Hanochas Eitzim, where we put the wood in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, from the outer rim and in, is Tamei, meaning the whole thickness of that area is Tamei. Now, did he argue in the previous Mishnah? Let's see. Yes, he agrees with the previous Mishnah. Why? Because of what we said. Because of the iron of the Tanner, they used to close it up when they used to bake. But this they did not. From the inner side and outward is tahar. Basically like the iron, like the ventil. We're not really told what the machlekes is about, are we? Doesn't really say, right? Doesn't give much explanation. So, according to the Chachamim, then probably in the previous Mishnah, you don't have to come onto the fact that they closed it up, because they say even over here by the Beis Eitzim, they call it the Makom Hanochas Eitzim, and the thickness of the wall is not considered part of the Gira. Okay, it sounds like a very. According to Chamim, it's never. And according to Yehuda, it depends. It could be considered part of it, yeah. Unless you close it up, okay. It sounds like a very, very important machlok, because it would have ramifications in many dynamic klicheres. All that, maybe other kelim as well. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, mikneget tzvis ha-sekederes lefnim. You put the pot on top of the kira. Draw a line down from where those pots, assuming those pots protrude, spread into some of the thickness of the walls, of the vertical walls, as you see in the picture. When you draw that line, and inward from that line is Tamei. From a line drawn from the place, the outer extreme of the Kedera Lachutz is Tahar. Now, what I don't understand is that you have many different precise pots. You know, you only use one pot on this Kira? Presumably they had different pots, a soup pot, a frying pan, a chweisnicht. So, I don't know, what does it go by? Goes by my biggest pot that I have? I don't know. I'm a little bit confused by this line. How do you down this up, chweisnicht? It goes by the pot that happens to be there at the moment? Let's say there's no pot at the moment. All right. Fine. Nimtza. Malkum Shivas HaBalon, there was a big oven used to heat up water for the bathhouse. And next to that oven was a little stool, a stoop, made of cheres, where the bathhouse attendant would sit. You guys got to sit down a little bit. That was they call it the hot seat. Look, man, I got to get a laugh for that one. Fine. This opening was open to the Kira. So that was That was a very hot seat. Said the Mishnah, Mokum Shivas Hatzaba, where the dyer sits, the one who dyes wools, etc. Mokum Shivas Shasholke Zesim, he overheats the olives. We had this guy before. Tahar. Why? It's not considered a chilek of the kira, even though it's open to the kira. Interesting. 100% open. No, it's not considered part of the kira. Nope. Ein tame el mastim lefnim. There's only toma, minestima from the chlala kira. It's inward from the kosle akira lefnim. Interesting. Okay. Everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.